Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride, your host for this Friday. So what was the takeaway for the Juno tourism industry in 2020? The coronavirus completely took ships out of the mix. Vaccines offer us some hope for 2021, but at best, times are still going to be challenging. And joining us to talk about strategies to survive another year of the pandemic, we have Liz Perry, who is president of Juno Travel, and Kara Tetley with the destination marketing arm of Travel Juno. So I guess maybe we could start off, Liz, by helping people understand where we are right now, because you've been following research over the travel trends currently.
Yeah, thanks for having us in this afternoon. And Just briefly, as everyone in Juno knows, we really did not have much of a season. There was a smattering of folks coming in as visiting friends and relatives, and we did have some independent travelers come in during the course of the season. But by and large, it was almost a total loss for most of our operators and our hotels. So in looking toward 21 and really even into 22, what we're trying to do is help our operators and our industry rebound a little bit. And this is a huge effort and a huge lift that is not only community-based but state-based as well through the Alaska Travel Industry Association.
So, of course, with things so uncertain, Kara, it's got to be very hard to market with so many uncertainties out there. So what's your plan for this?
We've just been trying to still be visible to travelers when they're ready to travel. So just trying to keep Juno out there in the eyes of everybody and in the articles and media and all that good stuff.
Well, I guess they say that that independent travelers have kind of been an endangered species in Alaska for a long time, but partly because of the cruise ship industry. People love those cruises. So do you see some golden opportunities there maybe to recapture this market because we're so uncertain about the cruise ships?
Yeah, absolutely. That's always been our focus at Travel Juno, is to encourage independent travelers and people to come in and stay. So that part really hasn't changed for us as an organization in the sense of who we're marketing to. Definitely how we're doing that marketing has changed significantly during the pandemic, and really trying to hear what the travelers are saying as well of when they're going to be ready and what they're interested in doing. But it is, like you said, a really good opportunity that I have been hearing from many of our partners as a way that they're also trying to shift their focus as well. So as the community as a whole is also really trying to consider how best to bring in more independent travelers. Yeah.
And that's kind of a win-win for everybody. So it looks like, Liz, that even under the best of circumstances, that things are going to be tough this summer. Probably they're not going to be like they were a couple of years ago. So what kind of help might be available, or did we sort of lose all of that last year, spend it all?
Well, I think with the second round, especially of funding that has just been approved at the federal level, that's going to help a lot of small businesses out. And, you know, just to be fair, we want to recognize that most of Travel Juno's partners are small businesses. They are sole proprietorships, mom and pop operations, and getting this additional help is going to really give them maybe a leg up so that they can prepare and get inventory in, get hiring done ahead of the 21 season. In terms of numbers, that really remains to be seen. A lot of folks are kind of pinning hopes on the vaccine and the rate at which we can get folks vaccinated. But there's a lot of policies that will need to be put into place at the community level. And of course, with all of our transportation providers, Alaska Airlines had to put in their policies as well. We are working with the community to, you know, ensure that we're trying to be as consistent as possible up and down Alaska.
So what policies are you worried the most about, Liz?
Well, there is so much uncertainty right now with the CDC, you know, especially regarding how the cruise lines are going to get a restart. And I understand that CLIA has been engaging with the CDC to get clarity on certain aspects of their rulings before they can even really proceed. And of course, as you saw in the news over the last several days, we're already seeing some delay in a start in some of the lines. So until those pieces get into place, we're just going to be on kind of wait and see mode. And I would, there's a lot of water that's got to go under that bridge really before we're going to have a good handle on what the season is going to look like. That said, we're starting to get inquiries here at the office for people who are looking at late summer as independent travelers. So I think people are trying to pin hopes again on that vaccine and hoping that communities can pull it together.
Kara, what about the perception that may be out there in the lower 48 that places like Juneau and some of those off-the-road tourist destinations might be safe? Do you think that has any appeal to people, that we're a little less crowded here and maybe safer because of that?
Yeah, I think absolutely that is a perception that we've actually kind of been getting for a while. But I think definitely what we're hearing, the tourism industry has really been trying to tackle that. But people are really looking for more wide open spaces and those communities that aren't as congested. So really, we're an ideal area for that. You know, what everything we have in Juneau, we can still offer to all of our visitors. That portion, you know, really hasn't changed. People can get out and have the freedom and confidence.
So what are we hearing about the cruise ships? I know, like you said, there are a lot of uncertainties out there, but you must get a lot of calls about that.
Well, yeah, we do. Calls from partners, calls from, some worried visitors and so on. But again, to put out any kind of numbers out there and to make really even hazard a guess would not be appropriate really at this time. We just don't have enough information. So unfortunately, we're in that position where we need to sit back, wait and see. But we do need to get prepared for when Juneau's ready to reopen. And that is part of what our Juneau Cares program is about. That's an alignment of our partners and really the Juneau businesses all together to start preparing their plans and their protocols in preparation for a restart of the industry, whether it's independent travel or whether they're coming in by cruise. So that has been the real thrust of that campaign. And we have actually a prong of that is part of Kara's work in that we have gotten messages out through our media to tell visitors that Juneau is doing its part to keep them safe, and we're putting protocols together and we're preparing for their arrival. We know that this is something that potential visitors are looking for. They're coming to DMO sites like ours, like our TravelJuneau.com site, looking for assurances that we're doing our part.
Well, people, you know, I've heard normally book a couple of years out for these trips because they're putting their savings into this sometimes. So it's got to be tough for them. They don't want to put money in and have a trip have to be canceled. And I'm sure that you're probably hearing that as you talk to people.
Yes, and the other thing that we're hearing too, and that's going to really impact our ability to host visitors, is the eventual, hopefully, lifting of the travel mandates and the need to quarantine. We have a lot of disappointed visitors over the last, 6 months or so that were calling in and saying, what do I need to do? And all of that information is up on the TravelJuneau.com website as well. But to tell a visitor that they're going to have to spend 3 to 5 days in strict social distancing until they get results back from a test, knocks their plans right out of the water, and they're telling us, well, we're going to wait until it's easier to get there. So there are a lot of things at play.
and you don't have to spend as much money. Well, coming up, we're going to hear about some of the strategies people have had to stay afloat. And there's one that helped Juno's performing artists. And I'm sure you're familiar with Taylor Vidic and some of her work, but she's going to be talking about these videos that artists were able to produce. What do you think about that as reaching out into the art community?
I really think that the CARES funding that as far as it can be spread, it should be spread. We know, history tells us that, back in the Depression, artists were supported in a way through New Deal. So artists are workers too. That's what they do for a profession, and they should be supported as well. And for our own part, through the grant that we got through the city for from the City CARES Act, most of that money actually went out to other vendors. So we were able to wrap in, to work for lots of folks around town, videographers, animators. We had some things printed up, so right. We were able to share the love. So that just because you see a particular group get a chunk of money doesn't mean that it stays there. It's getting rolled out all through the community.
All right, well, thanks very much, Liz Perry and Kara Tetley with Travel Juno. Just before we get to Taylor Vidic, she is a singer-songwriter, and she used her arts grant to write the song "The Summer You Stayed Away" to talk about her relationship with Taurus. And after our last conversation, it sounds very appropriate. Let's take a listen.
Fall came and you said goodbye the way you always do. Didn't know the spring would come and I'd be missing you. Summer's coming and summer's gone, and babe, I'm pulling through. Learning what it means to live without you. Learning what it means to live.